So again, so the point is, what we started off at the beginning of the whole talk, the point that the Rebbe's, all these points that the Rebbe's making is that when you talk about making a transition from one way of experiencing, of perceiving and experiencing reality, to another way of experiencing and perceiving reality.
Right.
So, the one thing, what's the one thing that holds you back?
Vietnam.
The one thing that holds you back is the feeling that you're jumping without a parachute. You're entering into the unknown. You feel, you don't feel you have the you don't feel you have the ability, you don't feel you have the knowledge, you don't feel you have the spiritual strength, fortitude, the insight. You feel like you're talking about to take a leap from the godless reality, and you need to start preparing yourself and adjusting yourself and putting yourself into a godless state and changing your whole way of perceiving the world, your way of perceiving reality, and this is what you need to be doing. So the one thing that holds people back is the feeling of, like I said, taking a leap without a parachute. You feel like, you feel weak and ineffectual and incapable, and that's what holds people back. That is the biggest feeling that people have. You walk, you go up to people now, 20 years, 21 years after these talks. Talk to people who are kochim Mashiach. And then Mashiach, and everything's Mashiach. And they talk about Mashiach. And you'd like to say, okay, so, wow, so how come? So how about, well, you know, what we need to do is really get ourselves into, just whatever it says, we need to get ourselves into a state, into it. Start living that reality and start living that, and all of a sudden, who am I? What am I? Where? And it's even worse by the people who don't talk Mashiach all the time. They say, they feel even weaker and even more ineffectual. They feel like, who am I? What are we? What can we do? If the Rebbe didn't do it, what can we do? We could. See, the whole blockage that exists is this whole perception, this whole feeling of weakness. That's what it is. It all comes down to, it's a feeling of weakness. It all sounds very good. It's very interesting to read and to learn, and it's all very interesting and fascinating. If you like the numerology stuff, that's interesting. If you like the deepest the Hasidic concepts, that's all very interesting and fascinating. It's all describing, wow, a new reality, a new this, a new that. It's all very great. But when it comes to bringing it down to me and what I need to do, it's like, am I? What am I? Where? What? When? Who? And you still basically end up going back to the same old thing, which is you're basically waiting for something to happen. That's really what you're doing. You're just sitting around. Yeah, obviously you learn Torah and you do mitzvahs and you do good stuff and you do the stuff that you feel confident. You feel the stuff that you feel is within your area of strength, within your area of expertise. You may even try to expand, the part of a feeling of strength is the feeling that if I do a little more exercise, I'll get a little stronger. That's part of having the strength and the confidence that I can do. Is you also know you can expand and grow, and but you're working from your strengths. You're not working from the idea, the thing, the area where we need to make the biggest mental shift in terms of this whole thing is the idea of you have the power, you have the strength, you've been given the power, the strength, and you have the power to, when necessary, run over the opposition. But that's not the ultimate point. The point is to actually work with and transform the opposition. You have the power to, when necessary, you have the power to blow the opposition away. When necessary, you also have the power to work with and transform the opposition, and you have to do both. And it's also your own internal. It's in the world around you, and it's your own internal oppositions. You have to know that you have the power, you have the strength, you have the abilities. You are being given the power and the strength. So again, it's, the numbers is just the Rebbe is hanging his hat on these numbers, but it's not, you know, that's how. However, spiritually, the Rebbe is mamshich, brings an inyan down, you know. So everything comes through words and letters and numbers, and so it's not so much nigeya, how the Rebbe is the hamshach of how the Rebbe is bringing it down into the world. The point that the Rebbe is telling you is, you have the power, and you have the power to be. Working and traveling and living in your, you know, already starting to live with your final destination of the ultimate redemption, and you have the power to reveal that in the world in a way that elevates and transforms the opposition, first negating and then transforming the opposition, and B, in a way that the world could fully receive and embrace the infinite revelation. And this is all, this strength, this power is being handed over to you. That's, you have to bring it out within yourself. Every strength and power that a person has, a lot of people are born with a lot of potential strengths and powers. If you don't bring them out, you don't bring them out. Have to obviously develop the strengths and powers that you're given. That's what it means to work. Guy stays in bed for a year, his muscles are going to atrophy, right? Not to, he doesn't lack strength in his muscles, you know, just not using them. You know what I mean? The fact that it is, so now all of a sudden, now he's taka weak and Itaka has to start all over from. But so the point that the Rebbe is making here is, and not just, you know, it's not just that Chav Chasnissen, the Rebbe said, okay, I'm going into retirement and I'm handing you the job. This is, the whole point is that you're being infused with this tremendous power to actually affect the transition in a way. If it all comes from me, that's not the point. Then it's just a revelation from above and blowing away the opposition. It has to come from within. It has to be the combination of both. I can bring the infinite revelation to the table. You guys need to bring the transformation from below to the table. The transformation from below and transitioning yourself and the world into receiving that revelation of the ultimate, and the third and permanent, based on English, the third and permanent and true and ultimate redemption. Take it from Yad Mamish, and we should be able to celebrate Tisha B'Av, go straight from the celebration of Tisha B'Av that falls out on Shabbos to skip the, you know, as the Gemara says, that once it's pushed away, it's be pushed away permanently. Mm-hmm.